Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, boys. Now, if I was to ask you, what is the objective of a luxury vacation? What's the objective of luxury travel? Most of you would give me the wrong answer. You would probably say something like to unwind, to relax, to have a good time, to find romance, to let my hair down, to feel refreshed. All valid points. All very valid points to luxury vacation. One of the reasons I do it. But the number one objective of a luxury vacation in this G's guide is to make more money on the vacation than you spend. So the whole trip, you should be making double what you pay for the trip and all the expenses whilst you're on vacation. And in this video, I'm going to break down to you how I do that personally, the aspects that play into it in making money on a vacation. And also give you my essentials, how to travel like a G, the accessories you need, all absurdly expensive things that make luxury travel more enjoyable. So, number one, first reason why a luxury vacation makes you money is because although routine is fantastic, being a routine at home, dialed in, on the laptop all the time, is brilliant, fantastic for your business. I find it gives me a stagnant way of thinking. It gives my brain no real excitement, no real joy, no real inspiration for ideas. When you go on vacation and you're in luxury surroundings, luxury vacation, five-star resorts, business class travel, this is when I've got some of my best work done and made the most money. Looking back on my Stripe, my accounts, I often make the most money when I take luxury trips. And I started to notice this trend early in the year. I was like, okay, when I take trips, I'm having a good time, I seem to make way more money than when I'm just dialed in at home. Why is that? And there's a couple of aspects to weigh up on this. Let me get my iPad. I wrote some notes. You see, most people try and separate work and pleasure. They try to separate the things they enjoy in life, and then work is this thing they have to get done so they can have fun. I choose instead to bind these two together. The more I enjoy my work, the better work I do, and I also get to enjoy my life. Rather than using luxury as a reward, I use it with the work to make me more excited about doing the work. So when you're sitting by the pool on a luxury vacation, you're with a hot girl, or even if you're on your own, taking sales calls is easy. Doing your work is easy, sending DMs, messages, making content, it all becomes easier. So when you're on vacation, you need a new mindset, a mindset of thinking, this is a luxury work trip. I'm gonna make money and I'm gonna be motivated to make money on this vacation. So one of the ways you do this is you don't drink alcohol. You can have a few glasses here and there towards the back end of your trip, but alcohol will quickly hijack your vacation and turn it into just a free-for-all of excess. I've done this as well. I like doing that. But if you want to make money on the trips, which is often the objective, you have to stay away from the alcohol. You have to stay clear. And actually, you want to get more into your training. You want to train at the gym. You want to hit the beach. You want to get a good tan. You want to be looking good. This is all going to make you work better. For somebody that's working on a personal brand, a luxury trip is a content fucking paradise. Because all of this builds up your brand. It builds up your lifestyle. So every time you go on vacation, you're adding to your catalog of content for your reels, you're adding to your videos that you can put out there. And this is all attracting in new audiences. This is attracting people that want that lifestyle, that want to live the same as you, that like the places that you've been, that want to hear what you say. So anyone in the personal branding space, this is how I recommend you take vacations and how you do luxury travel, is you use them as content trips, use them as work trips. Another aspect, and the reason why I like to stay at the best hotels. This hotel I'm currently staying in is $3,000 for 4 nights. And it's one of the best villas at this particular hotel. And the reason why I spend, well, what to a lot of people would be an absurd amount of money on trips, is because of the network aspect. These are the kind of places that millionaires, sometimes even billionaires, will come to vacation. These are the people that, if you're clear-headed, if you're the guy who looks in the best shape in the gym, you're the guy that's the best shape at dinner, you've got the hottest girl with you at the dinner table, you end up meeting people. And I've met countless fantastic connections, people that have ended up in my groups, that have ended up in my network, just on luxury trips or on business class flights, because I like to say hello to people, I'm clear, I'm not sloppy, I'm not totally drunk like everybody else. And people that are about their business, they notice that. They notice you're a young guy, they want to connect. That's one of the reasons that even though you could probably stay at 5-star resort for half the price I'm paying right now, just down the road, I always choose to stay at the best. To stay at the best because it attracts the best. And when you're around those people, when you've got those thoughts in your head that you deserve the best, you do the best work, you meet the best people, best networking, and that all adds to the amount of money you make long-term on your trips. Now, how do I operate when I'm in a 5-star resort? I've stayed at a lot of different 5-star resorts. I've found a couple of quick tips that you can use to make your experience way better, to get free stuff, free upgrades, all sorts of things. When you come into a resort, you're met by baggage handling, the people that take your bags. As soon as you get out of that taxi, you got your cash ready and you are tipping like crazy. You're tipping the man who takes your bag, you're tipping the next man, you're tipping the man who takes you up to your check-in, you're tipping the check-in girl, you're tipping the person that takes you to your room. The reason why you do this, I'll give you a perfect example. What I did as soon as I landed here, got to the hotel, I always tip. I think it's fantastic. Money is abundant. It's always coming back to me. The more you give away, the more you get back. Something that I wholly believe in. As soon as I did this on the way in, people remember you. They go, okay, that's the guy. Let's make his experience amazing. Let's look after this guy the best. He's looked after us. The people that are working at 5-star hotels, the disparity between the amount of money they make and the amount people spend to stay there is often pretty disgusting. Is one of the things I've noticed, people being paid barely enough to live, to stay at a luxury resort. And a lot of times they're told that they'll make more money through tips. So you have to tip when you stay these places. These people rely on the tips, and they're normally very lovely, hardworking people that rely on tips to get by. So I make sure I tip everybody. As soon as I did that, and maybe they would have done this anyway, but as soon as I did that on this particular trip, when I arrived at my room, I was very early check-in. I was then checked, although I was about 4 hours early for check-in, my room was ready within 30 minutes. When I got in there, there was a complimentary bottle of champagne and a birthday cake, a belated birthday cake. My birthday was on the 5th, I arrived here on the 6th. They'd obviously looked and seen, they'd made me a cake written on it. Just incredible. That's amazing service that I don't believe you get if you don't look out for the people around you. So that's one of my tips to staying in any luxury resort. Make sure you tip, they need it more than you think, and you'll have a much better experience. You'll feel better. You're operating at abundance then. You're in luxury, you're the G, you're doing good work, you're feeling amazing about yourself. That's the feelings you want to cultivate when you travel. So, what do I bring with me? This is my essentials, what I travel with, just a few bits. I thought it'd be fun to let you guys know what I travel with, the brands I use, all that sort of stuff. If you're big into your travel as well, you can also use these things. So number one, camera or phone. When you're on a trip, everybody should be building a personal brand. Everybody should be displaying their lifestyle, because personal branding and your unique spin on how you see the world is what builds something truly unique for you that you can make money on for the rest of your life. So you have to have a phone with you. You have to film as much as possible. A lot of people be like, oh, I want a break from filming, or I don't want to film on my vacation. Bite the bullet, get it done, a few hours a day, then put the phone away. You don't have to be on there all day. Just make sure you're documenting this stuff. People want to see it. It's a rare, It's a rare luxury for a lot of people around the world to be able to travel. Show it to them. Show people they're interested in this stuff. Number two, the phone I use, iPhone 14 Pro Max, is my phone of choice. The camera quality is amazing. Sometimes I don't want to carry a big camera on vacation. iPhone just get you through. So you have no excuse for not making really, really good content. Next thing is the laptop. You want to be able to work whilst you're here. That is the goal of the trip, is to enjoy the trip, to relax, to have a good time, but also to work, to do some of your best work and to make more money in whatever business it is that you do, and use the inspiration and surroundings around you. So I use a laptop. At the moment, I'm traveling with the new 15-inch MacBook Air. I'm going to be getting the 13 or 14-inch, I can't remember, the new MacBook Pro, because what I found about the MacBook Air for video editing, it's not very good. Great lightweight laptop. Anything else you're doing that is not video editing, perfect laptop to bring. Super slim, I'll put a video up. Great laptop, but for video editing, I'm gonna switch to the Pro. You need a bit more firepower. Another thing I bring with me, nice pen. Mine's engraved, it's got my name on it. It's just a Parker pen, cost me about $100. I like having a nice pen. You could get a Mont Blanc. It costs you like anywhere from, I think they're cheapest about $300 up, all the way up to sort of $10,000 for pens. And you don't have to spend something crazy like that, but I think a pen that's more than just your average pen. For me, $100 I spent on a pen, I take it everywhere with me, and it makes me write ideas. It makes me enjoy writing. It's a better pen and it just makes me work more. A lot of the things in my life are channel towards work. They're nice things, so I work harder, and I think that's a good mindset to get into. The books I brought with me. Reason I bring books on vacation and everywhere I go is because where do ideas come from? They don't come out of thin air. Some of them are unique from your surroundings, but you need inspiration. So I like to bring a good few books with me and get stuck into them to get new ideas along with the surroundings. The books I brought with me on this trip were gifted to me by my good friend and business partner, Bill Clark. He gave me The Richest Man in Babylon for my birthday, and Principles, The Journal by Ray Dalio. So writing out your own principles. Been working through both of those books, fantastic inspiration and insights off of these. And I also bought The Laws of Success, which I keep coming back to, by Napoleon Hill. Great reading, just the right mindset to be in whilst you're on vacation. You could read something sort of fiction, but I prefer non-fiction, and to actually be learning and growing whilst getting a tan, while sitting in the sun. It all builds together. Next thing, suitcase. My suitcase of choice is currently underneath this camera, holding up my camera because I didn't bring a tripod with me. But I have got the Rimowa, the big one. I'll put a video up of it. And I learned about these through Iman Gadzi, the Rimowa suitcase. Cases are the best. You might think nearly $2,000 on a suitcase is fucking crazy. I did at the time, and then I've used it. I've taken it with me to many, many places, and it's a joy. You don't know how a suitcase can be a joy, but I love packing this thing. It gets me hyped up that I'm going on vacation, and it's 100% worth the money, 100% worth the amount I've spent on it. These things are just absolutely indestructible. I enjoy using it. I like the way it looks. It makes me feel better. You can sit on them, use them as chairs. They're very, very strong, very well put together. They're lifetime guaranteed as well. So if you did get a cheap one, let's say for $100, $200, and it breaks every few years, you may have well has just traveled in style for years and years and used the same suitcase. So some things are worth investing in, I believe. And that was one of them, Rimowa suitcase. Next one, carry-on bag. I can show you this right now. It's just here. It's a Louis Vuitton border something. If you just go on their website, you'll find them. These are the expensive ones. They're made out of leather. The canvas are nice as well. They're a little bit cheaper, but I think pure leather. Another thing that's just an absolute joy to travel with. I enjoy going away. I like putting stuff in that bag. The amount of people that notice it that are high end from a networking perspective, it opens up conversations. The amount of people that said, I really like your bag. Where can I get one of those? The people in the lounges, when you're checking into the hotel, people take note of this kind of stuff and the way you dress yourself. When you're trying to get into high-flying circles and meet these people, because they have the fucking opportunities, they have the money, they can change your life. Having things like this I believe is important. So yeah, Louis Vuitton bag, it's a 50. The size is 50. If you go on Louis Vuitton, that was about $2,500, I think, for that bag. Worth every penny. Worth every fucking penny. Most people think, Jack, you're insane. Well, that's been said. But I think it's worth every penny. Wash bag. Another thing. You've got to stay clean when you travel. Otherwise, people are not going to want to speak to you. You smell too bad. You get a lot of stuff when you go to hotels anyway. Like, you get a lot of the goodies, which I'll come on to, at the hotel. But a nice wash bag. Take your toothbrush. Take your shaving creams. Take your perfumes. That sort of stuff. I choose the Tumi. The Tumi wash bag. Looks like this when it's laid out, and you can hang it on things, which is a cool feature. But then it just goes straight down like that. It's got my initials on it. Looks great, carries loads of stuff. I just stick that in the suitcase, bring everything I need with me. Three pouches for perfumes. That's what I choose to travel with. Three different colognes, three different scents. I'll give you two that I'm currently traveling with. I won't give you the third because I don't want everyone smelling like me, and the third one's my favourite. If you're in the new elite, drop me a DM in our network and I'll tell you what it is. But for everybody else, I'm currently travelling with these two. Blue Chanel is a classic. And this is Creed Millesime Imperial. Very interesting scent. I like it. It's I'm going to spray a little bit now. It's a unisex, actually. I wouldn't mind a girl wearing it. But girls like it as well. It's a bit in between. It's a good fragrance, and this is an absolute classic. You should always have this. Next thing, clothes. What clothes do you bring? I see so many people in airports, on vacation. They not change their clothes for years. Like, the clothes are clean. I'm not saying they're disgusting or anything, but you can see they're worn out. Get new clothes for a trip. Look good, man, and fucking sit there and take some pictures. Put them out. Get people around you to think, wow, that's the guy who dresses good. When I come on vacation, I bring a range of clothes. I normally try and get a load of new stuff at the airport, duty free, all the top brands, and find good deals there, and just wear nice materials, beautiful stuff. When you're a beautiful person, money comes to you. I'm telling you now. When you look good, people want to be around you. When they see your lifestyle, people want to pay you. They want to understand how you do it. So that would be my biggest thing. Bring luxury clothes. Bring the best clothes you've got. Buy new clothes when you go on vacation. It's about looking good. It's about feeling good. This is when the good work comes out. I'll give you a little look at my wardrobe. Got this new Versace top in the airport. Got some trousers there just in case I go out. I've got a load of new Versace t-shirts that are sick. And we've also got shirts, smart stuff over here. I like to travel with smart clothes as well when you go out for dinner and stuff. It's the way to be. Shoes. Same concept. Bring a nice pair of loafers. These are a pair of Dior loafers. Love these. Very cool style. Bought a pair of Fendi loafers with me as well. Another great shoe. And then bring a great pair of running shoes. If you haven't got a good pair of running shoes, go and get some. You should want to put them on to go to the gym. You should want to put them on to go and run. So I got the new, I think they're called Vaporflies, the new big chunky ones from Nike. Very, very good shoe. Wear them all the time. Love running in them. And then you need a pair of these. Hermes sliders. These are absolutely necessary for any G who's looking at traveling luxury. The only sliders you should ever wear. I first learned about these from Sartorio Shooter. We were at an event together in Bangkok, and he came in dressed amazing. Beautiful white suit, blazer, great shirt, trousers. I noticed he was wearing sliders, white sliders, they sort of had a H in them. And I was like, fuck, that looks cool. And he was like, do you know what these are? And I was like, no, I have no idea. Are they sliders? He said, yes. They are sliders, but they're rich man sliders. So it's just an if you know, you know. Now you guys know. The Hermes sliders that look like this. I've got two pairs of them now. They fit, they're great quality, and they're ridiculously expensive. So when people see you wearing them, they know they're in the the presence of a fellow G, a guy who knows his fashion. So they're just a bit of fun, obviously not something you really need, but if you're going to get them and you've got the money, Hermes sliders do kind of stand out and people know what they are. They're a fashionable thing at the moment. And then sunglasses. Obviously bring your sunglasses with you. I like Off-White sunglasses at the moment, and Dieter, luxury brand called Dieter, are the two sunglass brands I'm wearing. So there you go, lads. There's my G's guide to luxury travel. Probably do another one if you're in the new elite, my private network. DM me about any of these things or any questions you've got. We've got other travel videos coming for the new elite about luxury travel, best locations around the world, that sort of stuff. If you want to join, click the link below, DM me through the website. It's 5K USD. The price is about to go up in the new year. So if you're an entrepreneur, you want to meet other entrepreneurs, you want to meet with me in luxury locations around the world, you want to learn how we do business, how we make money, check out the new elite. If you're not ready for that and you're making no money online and you're thinking, Jack, fuck you, you're a prick, you are doing everything I want to do and I can't do it, check out the 10K Accelerator. It's about how you learn to get into online sales so you can go and travel around, live a good life, and do sales calls and make money online. Both of those are linked underneath. And that's me about done. A final bit. I have no problem with non-luxury travel, just to put it out there. I'm going to do another video on a G's Guide to Adventure, which I'm really excited about. You have to have both. So these are luxury travel trips that make you money. That's their objective. And then the other side of trips is the G's Guide to Adventure trips, which are, they are to unwind. They are to seek inspiration with your brothers. They're to get down in the dirt, to fucking put yourself through some pain so you come back to this kind of lifestyle and you appreciate it again. So I have no problem with that. The backpacking, the camping, the mountain hiking. I love them both. But this guide is a G's Guide to Luxury Travel. I hope you boys enjoyed it. And I will see you all on the next one. Woo!